So my understanding of the mechanism of action here, and the reason why it seems that so many of these shooters have been on SSRI drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, as opposed to other kinds of anti-anxiety drugs like the benzodiazepines, for example, the old Valium drugs, is that by inhibiting the reuptake of serotonin, what SSRI drugs do is they increase, the theory is they increase brain levels of this neurotransmitter serotonin, but the body senses the fact that the serotonin levels are too high, and so it starts growing new, whatever the cells are that uptake, you know, that dissolve out the serotonin to maintain normal levels. And, you know, because the body's always trying to achieve homeostasis. And that's A, the mechanism of addiction, and B, the mechanism or part of the mechanism by which that high levels of serotonin, the people's affect, that their emotions are flattened. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you got it basically right. About as good a summary as I've heard on the air. There are three different mechanisms, I won't get into them, which fight the effect of SSRIs and actually drive down the stimulating effect that the drug is having on the serotonin, producing a very unstable, unpredictable state. And that results in a lot of different emotions that lead to violence. Sometimes, really quite often, the people become flat, as you mentioned, and they lose their empathy, their caring. But at the same time, there's something about these drugs that agitates people in a terrible way and often makes them feel very, very violent and very disturbed. And then finally, among the various clinical syndromes this produces, it actually can cause psychosis of a manic kind with violence.
Looking at
Columbine, looking at Aurora, those young men were in manic-like psychoses caused by the
drugs. So we have about a minute and a half left here, sir. We are, you know, everybody's pointing out the fact that we are 5% of the world's population, and we have 50% of the guns in civilians' hands on the entire planet Earth. Is it possible that being 5% of the population, we also prescribe more than 50% of the world's SSRI drugs? Does anybody know?
Yeah, we are the dumping ground. We are the source of funding for the whole pharmaceutical industry. We get more of the drugs and we pay more for the drugs. And I think as a third factor, we probably watch a lot more violent video games than the rest of the world, since we're the biggest consumer of everything. And you put together the availability of the guns with the stimulating effect of the drugs, and then the fact that a lot of these youngsters are getting heavily involved in the video games –